Hi guys, I'm Raphael, and I'll be talking about the wall.
Hi, I'm Benjamin, and I will be talking about how people are crossing the border.
Hi, I'm Alec, and I'll be talking about Border Patrol.
Alright, let's take it back to the wall, right? How it's unnecessary, and it's taking our money, not our parents' money, because we don't pay taxes yet, so, got him. And, what's it called? And, how it's cost like, I think $6 billion to make it. And that's coming out of our parents' money that affects everybody here. And it affects jobs, businesses, everything. It affects everything. And what is the wall going to do? It's just there. It's not going to block anything. It might stop us for a little bit, but it's not going to stop us forever. We will push through. We will find ways. That's how humans work. Nothing can stop them. If they're determined, they're determined. They can't be stopped. They have something in mind. They can't be stopped. They don't care if they die. They push through that. Because their life is already like death and over there. They're pushing over here to get a better life. A better job. Better everything. That's all for the wall for now. And better opportunities.
Okay. Now I'm going to be talking about how people are crossing the border. So, there's a lot of bad people in this world. So these people are crossing the border with, you know, weapons, drugs, and other things. That's really bad. I've seen a couple of videos, and some cops have caught some people with some of those horrible things. Some people die crossing the border. Like, for example, one smashed their head open, jumping it. Oof. Okay, and to me, that's... I think the wall would be good, but at the same time, it's kind of not. Because people are, like, crossing the border. The one reason is that they're bringing weapons. The other reason is that they want to go back to their home. I'm going to pass it on to Alec now.
Hey, I'll be talking about Border Patrol and how dangerous it is. There are people out there patrolling the border, making sure that no one gets over. But there are other ways that they can go over the border or around. And it's really dangerous because there are dangerous things out by the border, like animals, places.
Yeah, people, like Border Patrol. It's a big border. It's a big wall. There's a lot of ground to cover, and there's areas where there's dangerous immigrants there. Well, are determined to pass through. So you think a person's gonna stop it? Like, a person's risking their life going out there. There's snakes, there's scorpions, there are all kinds of animals over there. You think somebody should go risk their life to protect from people coming over? Because I don't think the wall is necessary. Alright, I see your point, Betty. But how safe is the border wall?
All right. So the wall is kind of bad. I mean, like what you said earlier, Raphael. There's a bunch of creatures. Like, for example, a scorpion. If a person, or for example, a little kid jumps over the border, going, "Yeah, I made it to the other side." They get bit by one of them, then they're dead. So, that's how dangerous the border could be. Also, some people could snap their neck open because that's a big wall over there. You can't just go, da da da, and then fall down, and then you're gonna smack your head open. You're gonna be like, you're dead. Yeah.
I see your point, Benny. I see it. And it's true. Every that's possible. There's thousands of ways people can die crossing the border. But that kid, I don't know about that, right? I don't know about that. But I see your point.
Raphael, who's part of Border Patrol?
There's many people. I feel like people who are the most part of it is old army people who have served and still wants to protect in their old ages, or like cops who are cops now and who are assigned to that job. And I think, who else? Volunteers. I watched a video where it was like, I volunteered to protect this country. And I really like that. But see, all the people who live here, who started their life, due to Donald Trump, could lose it all. Lose their children. Because they would be moving back past the wall. Donald Trump, bros. Let's not get started. I don't like Donald Trump. That's my opinion. I know this is not opinionated, but that's just my opinion. Donald Trump wants to build the wall, wants to spend billions of dollars on the wall, wants to stop immigration, wants to send all the immigrants who live here, send them back to where they were born. He wants to do all of that. But wasn't he an immigrant? Didn't he move here from, like, another place? He's an immigrant. His family's an immigrant. Isn't his wife Mexican?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, if he does that, just because he's president, he shouldn't get the benefit of his wife not being sent back. Everybody should be treated the same. That's how, that's that.